AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A blunt assessment of Russia's intentions towards Ukraine. Mike Gracia has more.
President Joe Biden late Friday made his most pointed assessment of Russian President Vladimir Putin's intentions regarding Ukraine.
We have reason to believe the Russian forces are planning to and intend to attack Ukraine.
After delivering prepared remarks, the president briefly fielded questions from reporters who pressed Biden on his statement.
You are convinced that President Putin is going to invade Ukraine. Is that what you just said a few moments
ago?
Yes,
I did. Yes.
Biden said a diplomatic path is still available, but he added that Russia will face massive economic and diplomatic sanctions if it launches a further invasion of Ukraine. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The National Archives says classified information has been found in the 15 boxes of White House records located in former President Trump's South Florida resort. The archive says information on the papers has been sent to the Justice Department. In a letter to the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, the archivists also detailed how certain social media records were not captured and preserved by the Trump administration. A federal judge rejects Trump's efforts to dismiss conspiracy lawsuits filed in the wake of the January 6 attack on the Capitol. Here's Ed Donahue.
Conspiracy lawsuits have been filed by lawmakers and two Capitol police officers. A judge ruled the then president's words before the riot plausibly may have led to the violent storming of the Capitol and are not protected by the First Amendment. The suits allege false allegations of fraud and theft set off the mob. Supporters were told,
"Let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue."
The judge says Donald Trump's speech could have directed people to break the law.
"And we fight. We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore."
Trump denies the allegations. The judge wrote, "In this one-of-a-kind case, the First Amendment does not shield the president from liability." Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Former police officer Kim Potter is sentenced to 2 years in prison for the shooting death of Dante Wright during a traffic stop.
In Minneapolis, Dante Wright's mother Katie says she's disappointed by the sentence.
"The justice system murdered him all over again."
26-year Brooklyn Center police veteran Kim Potter received a 2-year sentence after being convicted in December of first and second degree manslaughter for the shooting death of 20-year-old Dante Wright, who was black. She could have received up to 7. Potter says she confused her handgun for a taser in a struggle during a traffic stop. In her sentencing, Hennepin County Judge Regina Chu said there were mitigating circumstances.
"She never intended to hurt anyone."
Family members, including Dante's father Aubrey Wright, spelled out their anguish at the sentencing hearing.
"Everything we do as a family ends in tears."
Potter addressed the family.
"I am sorry I broke your heart."
I'm Jennifer King.
The Supreme Court gives the Biden administration a quick hearing on its effort to scrap a Trump-era border policy for asylum seekers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.